gave Esther a person to help her. It wasn't the king she was going to marry. Who was it? Do you know? Starts with M. Anybody? Yes. Mordecai, well done. Yes, it was her cousin Mordecai. Well, Esther, after a year of doing beauty treatments, she won the beauty contest. How do you think she felt about that? Happy? Yeah, yeah. Anybody got any other words? Yes, Samuel. What's that? All right. Anything else? Yeah? Great. Yeah, yes. She might have. Anybody think she had mixed feelings about it? Yeah, okay, well. The prize was very unusual. The prize was to marry the king. Now, this king was rather scary, to say the least, and powerful. So how would she feel about that? Yes, Sam? Annoyed? Anything else, Sam? Sad? Glad? Anything else? Mad. Anything else rhyming with sad and mad and glad and... Okay. Anyway, one thing is for sure, her life would never be the same again. Whether she knew it or not, God had a purpose for Esther. He planned for her to save many, many lives. Evil, powerful Haman plotted to have all God's people, the Jews, killed. Mordecai realised that Esther was in a position to try and save them. When Mordecai heard about Haman's evil plan, he cried and cried for his people, and he dressed himself in dusty rags. Everyone heard him. He made a big noise about it. Esther sent a messenger to him. "Go and find out why Mordecai is crying and wearing dusty rags," she said. The messenger went to Mordecai. "The queen wants to know why you're so sad," said the messenger. Mordecai replied, "See this paper? It says all the Jews are to be killed. Read this to the queen. Tell her she must go to the king and beg for mercy for her people." The messenger went back to Esther with the bad news. When she read the news, he said, "Mordecai says you have to ask the king for mercy. You have to ask the king to save your people." And Esther said, "I can't do that. The king hasn't asked to see me for ages. And no one, not even the queen, can go to see the king without permission. If it makes him angry, he could have me killed. He's very powerful." The messenger went back to Mordecai and told him what Esther had said. Now, Mordecai knew that God is more powerful than any earthly king. So he sent another message to Esther. We heard it in the Bible reading. "Say this to the queen. Just because you live in the king's palace, don't think that out of all the Jews, you alone will escape. You might keep quiet at this time, then someone else will help and save the Jews. But you and your father's family will all die. And who knows? You may have been chosen queen for just such a time as this." Yes, Mordecai knew that God sometimes puts people in a place to do something very important. We know that God helped Esther be brave so his people could be saved. "All right," she said, "I'll do it. I'll go and see the king, and if I perish, I perish. If I die, I die." God's people went without food for 3 days and prayed. God helped Esther choose the right time to speak to the king. She didn't die, and her people didn't die either. The Jews were saved. Now, move on in your imagination 500 years. Jesus, the King of Kings, was called to go into the world. The Bible says he went about doing good. God the Father sent him and the Holy Spirit helped him. He equipped him. It wasn't easy. Then he had to do the hardest thing of all. He had to die for our sins. We know he is the King of Kings because he rose to life again and he ascended into heaven. Now, back to modern times. About 80 years ago, young Princess Elizabeth came to realise that God was calling her to be queen. She says that God has helped her do her duty. She goes about doing good. Lots of her time is spent doing kind things, like shaking people's hands or visiting hospitals. She helps people be happy in their work. She has done things that are sometimes boring. Lots of things that are boring. For example, reading important papers when she might have preferred to go horse riding or watch something on telly with Prince Philip. God calls all of us. He isn't calling us to be a king or a queen, but he has called us for a purpose, and that purpose is to do good in the world. I saw Frozen 2 a couple of nights ago, and in it it says, do the next... Does anybody know what it is? Do the next right thing. Yes, do the next right thing. The Bible says God had planned in advance good works for us. He had planned for us to live our lives doing them. Right now, his plans may not seem very exciting. We may be studying for exams, or caring for a baby, or a sick friend. We may be doing lots of little things, or something big and important. But God calls us to do good in the world, day by day. He will equip and help us to do these things. Like Queen Esther and Queen Elizabeth and Jesus himself, we need to say yes to God. Let's pray. Lord God, you are our King. Thank you for calling each one of us. Help us to be like Jesus. Please help us do good things day by day. Amen.